We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Ezra Becker, Principal Consultant in the Financial Services Group for TransUnion. TransUnion last month issued its trend data report, which shows that our economy could be headed for even rougher waters than we've experienced over the past several months. One of the reasons for that is that folks are doing an even poorer job of actually paying off their mortgage loans. And Ezra, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
One of the statistics in this latest trend data report is that mortgage loan delinquency rates are up more than 55% over the same period last year. Obviously, that means more foreclosures could be on the way. What's the reason for the huge jump?
Well, it should be no surprise to anyone at this point that the real story here is in mortgages, and it's primarily a combination of both depreciating housing values and the resetting of adjustable rate mortgages to higher payment requirements. So consumers find themselves paying more to service their home debt with generally less money available, right? Unemployment rates are going up. So people are stretched in terms of their liquidity and are forced in many cases to make that difficult decision. What is it that I'm not going to pay this month? And so really what's taking the brunt of that is indeed mortgage rates. Mortgage delinquency, which historically hovered right around 2% for the incidence of delinquency, which is the proportion of mortgage borrowers who are 60 days or more past due on their mortgage payments, historically hovered right around 2%. By third quarter of 2008, it was almost at 4%, and by the end of 2009, fourth quarter, we expected to be at about 7.2%. So more than 3.5 times the historic norms.
And another finding in this is that the consumers are actually paying off their credit cards before they pay off their monthly mortgage bills. Is that a historic trend, or is that something that kind of surprised you?
That's surprising to virtually everyone in the industry. So the traditional hierarchy of delinquency is that when people go delinquent, the first thing they go delinquent on is their credit card. And the consensus of the general thought process was, well, I still need my car to get to and fro, and I certainly need the roof over my head, so those I'm going to pay as long as I can. The next item to go or to fall by the wayside is generally the auto loan, the idea that I can use public transportation, but I still need to keep that roof over my head. And only in the direst of conditions does one stop paying one's mortgage. With the change in the types of mortgages that are available, right, so a lot of consumers were able to get mortgages with no down payment on the home or very small down payments, interest-only mortgages, so they were not building equity, and in conjunction with the decreasing value of homes in lots of parts of the country, they don't have any equity in their homes. So when they're faced with this difficult decision and being on the edge of their liquidity, what do I pay and what do I not pay? The credit card still maintains value. I can still use it as a purchasing tool to help me get from paycheck to paycheck. It is the most liquid form of credit available of those choices. I can't buy groceries or clothes for my kids with my home, and my home, frankly, isn't worth what I owe on it. So it makes it a much easier decision for many consumers to simply walk away from that debt obligation.
And so what happens then when more and more people fail to pay off their mortgage loans, when people are new into the housing market and banks who aren't getting their money from their previous clients are going to be reluctant to hand out any more credit lines, right?
Well, it's a wonderful question that you bring up in the sense that I think when consumers want to understand the impact of even a small. So when you say, okay, delinquency is only going from 2% to 7%, over 90% of consumers are still paying their mortgages the way they're supposed to. So why is it such a catastrophe? When one considers that the margins that mortgage lenders do business under are very slim, that change of 5% can utterly destroy the profitability margin for a lender. So it is truly a very big deal for the lenders. For consumers, right, the message is be cognizant of how you manage your debt, right, so that you don't fall into this situation unexpectedly, right? If you find yourself coming to the edge of your liquidity, talk to your lender, right? Talk to your lender ahead of time and work something out in a partnership. Lenders certainly are willing to to work with you to resolve this so that you pay them in the long term. Because mortgage lenders are not in the business of owning property. They're in the business of making loans. They want to do everything they can in good faith to avoid having to repossess your home, to foreclose on your home. The interesting point, though, is that contrary to public opinion, a misconception that credit is simply not available these days, there are, in fact, many lenders that are willing and eager to make loans that perhaps historically were more traditional and conservative in their underwriting. Perhaps they did not offer interest-only mortgages or no-money-down mortgages or mortgages without documentation of income. Right? Those lenders, in fact, are in many cases having record-breaking months for acquisition of new loan volume. So there are certainly lenders out there that are available to make loans to consumers. It just sometimes takes a little bit more research on the part of consumers to find those lenders.
What is the expected trend here, Ezra? It looks from your data here that the problem about defaulting on mortgage payments is going to get a lot worse before it gets better.
Right. So we expect it to peak sometime in the first or second quarter of 2010. It will continue to deteriorate through 2009. So even if we have an economic recovery in the third or fourth quarter of 2009, there's a lag effect, and one should look at it this way. If you're unemployed and you're having trouble making ends meet, when you do get a job, you still have to wait for some paychecks to come into you before you have the liquidity to start paying your debts again on a normal basis. So even if the economy does begin to recover in the third or fourth quarter, we're still going to see a negative impact on delinquency rates for credit into 2010, the first part of 2010.
Ezra, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Ezra Becker, Principal Consultant in the Financial Services Group for TransUnion. This is Dateline Washington.